right now with some big news for folks in Eastern Central and Northern Maine. We're joined by the mayor of Bangor, Joe Baldacci, the Honorable Joe Baldacci. Joe, good afternoon.
Good morning, Honorable Rich Kimball.
It's a delight to have you on with us. Now, I saw your brother this morning, who bears such a striking resemblance to County Commissioner Tom Davis.
My brother Peter works hard, but, you know, I think Tom Davis is the last person I would compare him to. They're distinct individuals.
They are indeed. But let's talk about your big news. You've been working on this for a while. The Super Bowl trophy is coming to Bangor this weekend, thanks to the efforts of you and our friend from across the river, Kevin O'Connell.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we handle a lot of issues in the city council, but none could. Sometimes football is at the top of our list, and bringing the Lombardi Trophy to Bangor and to Brewer and to Northern Maine. And in fact, I think this is going to be the only place it's going to be in Maine for a little while. This is going to be the first place it's going to be after their rallies in Boston, Providence. So we're honored to be the first city in New England after those big rallies. You know, I'm just very excited. Obviously, I'm a New England Patriots fan. I just think the team is obviously incredible. It was such a comeback victory. You know, just so many things that could be said, not just about Tom Brady, but about the whole team and Belichick and everything. So I am just very honored as the mayor of a small but dynamic and progressive city to be able to host this important trophy.
So what was the deciding factor in convincing them to let that trophy make its way up here to the Queen City?
I think I think the New England Patriots organization themselves made those decisions, but they put out a statement just a couple hours ago, the Patriots organization, and just said that they know that some of their most passionate fans live in Maine, and they appreciate the many invitations to Bangor, and they're looking forward to being Bangor. So they know that there are great New England Patriots fans here and all over Maine. So I think they're coming for the fans, and that's what's important about it. This is important for the hundreds of thousands of New England Patriots fans, who often I don't think I've ever seen a Lombardi Trophy before. Have you, Rich?
I have not. It was up here when they first won, they came up.
Right.
But
right.
I didn't see it that time around.
No, I don't think many of us have seen a Lombardi Trophy. And my wife misses the significance of it. She was just asking me what it is. But there are many of us who do know and appreciate the fact that it's going to be here. And I think it's a point of community pride. And it shows how much not only Bangor loves the Patriots, but the Patriots love Bangor.
Yeah, so let's talk about the details. It's going to be Saturday at the Cross Insurance Center in Bangor. It's a free event, but people do need to register in advance, right?
Well, they should. Yeah, I think it's a simple and easy way to register online. But yeah, it would be good. It's going to be from the photo opportunities are going to be from 1 to 4. The trophy will remain on display until 5 p.m. People have to bring their own cameras. In anticipation of lines, they're going to be a limit of 1 photograph per person or 1 photograph per group. But it is free and open to the public, and it will be very easy to get tickets. It's become on a first-come, first-served basis, really, in the ballroom.
Now, Joe, also I have to ask you, obviously the governor was not thrilled about this.
Who are you talking about?
Your dear friend Paul LePage.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard that name in a while, so
are you extending the olive branch to him to come on up and see the trophy?
It would be fine for the governor to come. I'm not going to personally call the Blaine House because I'm not sure but the governor is more than welcome. Any citizen, anybody in the state of Maine is welcome to come. The city of Bangor and the city of Brewer are the hosts of this event. But the governor and anyone else wishes to come. And, you know, I don't expect him to come. I read his comments about the Patriots, which were very unfortunate. And to be honest with you, you know, it's not a political issue at all. It's, you know, it's about football and about what's good for the state of Maine. And I'm not going to criticize the governor again, but it's just that, you know, if you're a governor of a state like Maine and the New England Patriots win the Super Bowl, you know, it helps the state of Maine to be a fan of, or at least welcoming to that team, which is an incredible team. I don't care what his issues are with people in the organization. The fact is, it's an incredible team, incredible victory. There are New England Patriots. It's positive for Maine to welcome them. But I am proud that Kevin O'Connell and I, who are just two humble citizens of this state, are able to host and bring the trophy to this state and to make it available for everybody in the state to see, including the governor, if he wishes to. I don't want him to bring any New York Giants memorabilia with him, if he can afford that. That would be appreciated. But other than that, he's welcome to come.
I love it. We're talking with His Worship Joe Baldacci.
Rich, you're funny. You're like one of my older brothers who like to tease me.
The mayor of Bangor, the mayor of Brewer, bringing the Super Bowl trophy to town this weekend. I have to ask you while we have you here, Joe, now, because you've been on the morning show a lot with Don Cookson, but you were also on the other side of town doing the conservative radio show last week. Is there a future for you as a new age Glenn Beck?
I couldn't compete with the likes of yourself and Don or Rick Tyler. I like to go on occasionally, but I have a busy law practice, and you know, I have kids that are going to be going to college pretty soon, which, you know, is important, you know, focus of my attention, and so I have plenty to do. But you know, once in a while, we had fun. I was on there with Chris Greeley, the chief of police of Holden, and he and I really had a blast on there. So once in a while, it's good. I don't think it's going to be a career move, though.
Well, see, and that's the difference between you and Chris. Chris really believes someone's going to hear him and give him a job.
Well, I've known Chris since high school. He was a year or two ahead of me, and he's always had the flair for the dramatic.
Oh, yes.
And he's very good. He's very good.
Absolutely. We love Chris. Yeah, well, listen, congratulations to you and Mayor O'Connell on a job well done. It's a great thing for Patriots fans. This Saturday at the Cross Insurance Center in Bangor, a chance to see and touch and get your picture taken with the Lombardi Trophy. So great work on that, and we really appreciate what you're doing for the fans of Eastern Central and Northern Maine.
Absolutely, and it's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon. Thanks, Rich.
You bet. Thanks, Joe. That's Joe Baldacci here on Downtown.